Oscar Blue Ramirez, Ben Burquam, and Michael Young came out of the Darien Gap in one piece. Let's bring in Ben, Real America's Voice investigative reporter, Oscar Blue. Guys, tee it up. We don't have as much time as I thought we were going to have. I'm going to keep you through the next block, too, though. But tee up what we're about to see, which is, quite frankly, extraordinary. Tee it up, Ben and Oscar, and then we'll cut right to it.
Well, we started our journey at the Venezuela-Colombia border about 2 weeks ago, just over 2 weeks ago, to show what the mainstream media doesn't want you to see. And you ask us what our objective was, and it sounds simple and kind of abstract to shine light in the darkness and expose the left for the liars that they are. But man, God has just shown through on every single part of this. And we had the opportunity. We're actually going to go across the Darien Gap. We're looking at opportunities to do that, one of the most dangerous places in the world. We were looking at opportunities to do that with some of the tribes down there. And we talked to Centerfront, which is basically the special forces of Border Patrol that run the border protection. They go after the narco-terrorists that run this area, the cartels that run this area. And when we brought it up to them, they said, we recommend you not do it. We recommend you fly out of Panama. You don't go across there. But if you do it, we can't give you protection. They ended up coming back to us the next day and saying, we've decided to come with you. We were going to do something we've never done before, and we want to escort you guys all the way across from Anachacuna on the Panama side near Colombia, all the way across to the end of the Darien Gap, where the smugglers are taking people. And we had that opportunity. It was really, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. Blue.
Well, yes, it was a really horrific journey that I can say inside the Darien Gap. I don't recommend it to nobody. It was 3 days and a half of multiple cramps, dehydration, exhaustion, ultimately. But the most important thing is that we went in there with the authority, with Centerfront, to show us the reality of the truth. We didn't go as all the leftist media. They instead of stopping this and try to do something to stop this, they incentivize and they pay coyotes to go there. That is the only way for the leftist media to do it. For us, it was different. We went in with the authority, with Centerfront, and the footage that we are going to provide to you guys is going to be completely unbelievable, shocking, as the route, it is completely dangerous. It's a matter of life and death. In some moments, if you put one step wrong, you will fall into a cliff and you will die. It is that simple that you can lose your life in this particular place where it's incentivized by the open border policies of the Biden administration. Those are the only ones that need to be held accountable, that administration, for this disastrous and horrible journey inside of the Darien.
Let's play this. I want to play the package, but I want people, when you're watching this, I want you to understand that this is what women and children come up through. And I mean small children. I'm talking a couple of years old, right? Mothers bringing newborns. But this is when you're going to see these two guys, and trust me, Ben Burquam and Oscar Blue are pretty tough hombres, right? Let's go ahead and play the package, guys. We'll come back and have a minute on this side of the break. Let's go ahead and play it.
Comisionado César Villar, jefe del batallón Puerto Valdía del Servicio Nacional de Frontera Panamá.
We're getting an opportunity to go in what no other network, no other individuals have been blessed and invited to do by the colonel to go in and be escorted across the Darien Gap with Centerfront.
Ellos también que lleven la bendición del Servicio Nacional de Frontera y de Dios para que todo esto culmine de una manera exitosa, como lo va a hacer. Vamos a estar monitoreando, ya todo está coordinado y que Dios.
All right, guys, we are heading in. We're heading up our first mountain of the day. Already seeing tons of trash. This jungle is just littered with trash, and we're just at the beginning. Wait till we get in the middle. And I just found this. It says Juliet, a child's arm about the size of my daughter, maybe 3 or 4 years old, left behind. No idea if Juliet's alive or dead. She made it. She was taken, trafficked. You don't know. We've got our first tent. Looks like someone made camp here. Again, you don't know what happened to them. This is a terribly difficult journey. And we've been on the trail for about an hour now. To get to the point where we are, sometimes it takes people 3 or 4 hours. And we got kids, you know, they may have started late, decided to sleep here, realized you can't use a tent up here, and just left it. Right here at the top of one of the mountains, actually we're still going up, not the top, one of the rest areas, we've got condoms, the UN condoms used all over the place. Condom, 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 used, all used, right here. There's very high probability that there was a rape. Multiple rapes happened right here. Thank God for the UN giving out those condoms so women can get raped instead of telling them not to come. Unbelievable. These demons give out birth control and condoms knowing these women are gonna get raped. You see the blanket they could have been bedded down with, he just pulled out. It's pure evil. Pure evil. This whole ground here is littered with condoms. This is like a
bed of condoms.
Similar to what we see on the US side. We call them rape trees when you got the panties and bras in the trees. But you got panties and bras all over on the ground here too. And condoms everywhere. It's just pure evil. Brought to you by the United Nations, NGOs, and leftists. I'm sure you guys are really proud of yourself. As we woke up this morning, getting ready to head out. Got a group of illegal migrants coming in.
This is the child abuse that we have so much talked about. This is complete child abuse. You cannot put a child through this. As you guys are going to see later on in the footage that Ben and I are going to provide for you guys, you guys are going to see how horrific that journey is. And imagine putting a child that we have said consistently, this is child abuse. And they say there's a big group of women and children that is coming behind.
6 o'clock, 6 a.m. and had a group of what they claim to be Haitians. We see this, they may all be Haitians, but we're seeing many from Cameroon, many from West Africa coming across as well. This was all men, two women, and two children. And just watching that poor little child be bathed right here and then carried like a sack back over to the group is just heartbreaking. And then to think that that's all the men here, and they've basically left the rest of the women and children behind. So we don't know how far behind, but they said it's a massive group that's coming through. Just, there you go, Joe. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Open Borders Democrats, The Daily Beast, New York Times, Los Angeles Times, CNN, MSNBC. You did this.
I mean, look at the danger. It's unbelievable. But all of those folks are coming, and you're going to pay for it, this audience. They're going to be wards of the state. That's exactly what's going to happen. Ben and Oscar, give me 20 seconds each. We're going to go to break and bring you guys back. Ben, what did we just see?
A couple things. The absolute destruction of the rainforest. The left pretends to care about climate change. While we had Davos going on last week, they don't give a damn about it. They just care about money and power. And the death and rape of women and children.
Absolute abuse to humanity and human torture that is incentivized by the open border policies of leftist communist socialism, of absolutely the Democrats. That is what we're seeing in the jungle.